العرش العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين لهم الدين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الصادقين المخلصين. ربنا إلهنا مولانا اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ارزقنا نور العلم وبهاء العلم وحكمة العلم والعمل بما نعلم وبركة العلم ورحمة العلم، آمين يا رب العالمين، وبصيرة العلم وفهم العلم. إن شاء الله، like always, we set intention and we have to build the habit how we sit. We have to build the habit how we sit. We have to build the habit how we sit. We have to build the habit how we sit. Very important. The way you sit is the way you receive. Very important. Shayateen try to deceive us. You can be sitting and you're not there. You cannot sit in the habit you like. You like, you can lower it a little bit. So the way we sit, the so way we receive. We sit with iftiqar, with the intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a useful knowledge, insha'Allah. And we look not to the person, we look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the good habits, to look to the person, to focus, is a teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very important. Not to the person by himself, no. Like the early scholars used to say, to sit and hear from the person Allah allowed him to talk. Very important. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Salatan taftah biha alayna abwaaba rahmatak wa ridak wa afak wa judu karamak ya Rabbil Alameen. Now we are in session number 4. In the valley of the Quran. And so far we did not really enter Quran yet. Why? We try by the will of Allah to prepare the heart. Today the Ummah, they have reciter more than the time of the companion. We have people memorize Quran more than the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have more Muslim than ever been in history. We have more masajid all over. But what happened? Where is the fruit of Islam? Where is the fruit of the Quran? Where is the fruit of all this knowledge? Imagine if you think about a masjid, it's a big supermarket. It is. But supermarket for what? Every group have a supermarket. You have Home Depot, you have Office Depot, you have all kind of depot, you know, and you have all kind of supermarket, and a Muslim, they have masajid. What is the merchandise of a masjid? Men. A men producing light, producing guidance of Allah. Imagine if this man is busy, if this man is not in a masajid, if these men do not even dare, if the men there do not think about it, what is the value of a building? What is the value of a masjid? Is the masjid has a value of the building, or how much chandelier he has, how much carpet it is, what design, how tall the ma'dana, the manara, how big the qubba, the dome, how elegant it is, if the faucet electronic or not, or the quality of this masjid according to the people who occupy the masjid and what they do. Is Allah care about how eloquent the masjid look like? How many million of dollars you spend on the masjid? I've been to many masjid, $5 million, $10 million, but it's empty. And it's closed 90% or 98% of the time. What's the value of the masjid in the eye of Allah? And even if you have some people pray there, what's he doing? Is the masjid only for worship? Similar, when we talk about the Quran, what's the benefit of Quran in us? What we going to gain from Quran? What we want from Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give us according to what we have and what we intend for. Now, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today is session number 4. I'm still alive and you're still alive. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, because I do not have the quality of what I'm talking about. Because I believe without no doubt, if I have the quality of what I'm talking about, the condition of Islam and Muslim will be different. By this way, the criminal number one is me, wallahi. And may Allah forgive me, because I know and I do not do. But I have to say, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give me tawfiq and honesty and ikhlas and sincerity and truthfulness to be among those who do of what they say. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Because we say Quran is guidance to mankind. Guidance to what? Guidance to Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guide us to what? To Jannah. To paradise. Now, let's see the keys of Jannah. Today the topic will be, as a preparation for Quran, the keys of Jannah. And the key of Jannah, believe it or not, is only one key. Only one. Not two, not three. And this, and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, مفتاح الجنة شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله. The key of Jannah is the embracing Islam and bear witness Allah is the only one worthy of worship. And this in Sahih in Imam Ahmad and also in Sahih al-Bukhari. And also in another hadith of the meaning of, and this also in Sahih Bukhari, when they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَيْسَ مُفْتَاحِ الْجَنَّةِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Did you not say, ya Rasulullah, the key of Jannah is la ilaha illallah? He said, yes. He said, بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لَيْسَ مِنْ مُفْتَاحٍ إِلَّا وَلَهُ أَسْنَانٍ فَإِنْ أَتَيْتَ بِمُفْتَاحٍ لَهُ أَسْنَانٍ فَتَحَ لَكَ وَإِلَّا لَمْ يُفْتَحَ. If you come with a key, the right key, has the right teeth, it open for you. And if you do not have the right key or the right teeth, the door will not open. And there's many a hadith about that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said another hadith, أَلَا أَدُلَّكَ عَلَى بَابٍ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ قُلْتَ بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Can I show you a door of the door of Jannah? He said, yes, ya Rasulullah. He said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No power and no mighty and no strength without the will of Allah. Today we hear this stuff. We hear it, but we're not living it. What's the value? If it's not inculcated in your heart and you believe it, in your action, in your soul, in your blood, in your heart, day and night you believe, Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You see, it's not a word to learn. It's not a word to memorize. It's a word to live it and believe it and inculcate it. It become a part of you. If they cut your body into pieces, it's not a big deal. But this piece will never be a part of you. At this moment, you have la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now, Ibn Qayyim al-Juziyya, rahmatullahi alayhi, he collected all the ahadith and all the meaning, and he summarized all the keys of door of Jannah. By this way, we go step by step about the keys. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he make to everything is a key. For example, and he said, without this key, whatever you try to do, it will not open for you. Today, believe it or not, if you comprehend today, you can comprehend Quran. And if you do not comprehend today, not Quran, no 100 Quran can benefit you. And when you hear it, you will understand. Look, Allahumma salli ala al-habib al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The key of salah is purification. Tahur. Can you make salah without tahur? No. And otherwise you become najis. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم مفتاح الصلاة الطهور. The key of salah is to be pure. And pure in here people do not understand. Is not pure in your clothing only. Is not pure in your body only. Is not pure under your nails only. Is the pure inside, outside, purifying of your tongue, your heart, your ear, your eyes, your soul. Today this is what happened. Everybody taking the outer part and the inner part is completely destroyed. And we decorate it outside and inside is so corrupted, so dirty. And that's why when we go, our salah is no good. ومفتاح الحج الإحرام. And the key of Hajj is Ihram. And Ihram in here again. You have a physical Ihram and you have an inner Ihram. The physical Ihram is to take your clothes off, make ghusl and have Ihram. And the inner Ihram to take life out of your heart. And you said, لبيك اللهم لبيك. Completely with complete devotion and sincerity. ومفتاح البر الصدق. The key of all goodness is Sidq, truthfulness. Because bir in here meaning the goodness, all the good in life, the key of that to be Sadiq. Because if you do not do goodness, like yesterday he announced, so and so died, and he wrote all his will to be donated to NYU. And NYU will make a big fundraising dinner and, you know, clap their hand for this dead person. Is a dead person will benefit $125 million. But for what? And you would make a big hole, and it has a big plot, and it said so-and-so donated $125 million. But in the front of Allah, what he will get? Zero. Because it was not truthfulness for Allah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Wa muftah al-jannah. At-tawheed. The key of Jannah is the oneness of Allah. ومفتاح العلم, the key of knowledge, حسن السؤال, the best of the questioning. ومفتاح الإصغاء, and the key of knowledge is the way you ask questions and seek questions, and also isgha, the way you listen. The way you listen is so important. And adab and manner. ومفتاح النصر والظفر مع الصبر. And the key of ability and victory is patience. ومفتاح المزيد الشكر. And the key of getting extra from Allah is thank Allah. ومفتاح الولاية المحبة والذكر. And if you want to be a friend and a companion of Allah, the key of that is to love Allah and do dhikr of Allah. ومفتاح الفلاح التقوى. And the key of success is the fear of Allah and piety. ومفتاح التوفيق, the key of ability to Allah open for you, الرغبة والرهبة, the desire and the fear. Imagine if I really believe in Jannah, is this the action of a person who wants Jannah? If I really fear hellfire, is this the action of a person fearing hellfire? You see how it goes? By this way, the key of tawfiq, the key to Allah open for you, is raghba wa rahba, the desire and fear. ومفتاح الإجابة, the key of إجابة, الدعاء. If you want Allah to accept you, make دعاء. ومفتاح الرغبة في الآخرة, الزهد في الدنيا. If you want go to the hereafter, the key of that, to deny this life and have zuhd. You see, today, believe it or not, today you will hear everything you need. But what are you going to do about it? ومفتاح الإيمان, the key of gaining إيمان, gaining faith, التفكير فيما دع الله عباده إلى التفكر فيه. If you want to gain إيمان, thinking of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advise you and command you to think about. This is why you find many ayat in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go, walk, and do tafakkur. Look to the creation of Allah and do tafakkur. Because the right tafakkur, the right thinking will lead you to only one thing, to glory Allah. And if you glory Allah, the reality of Iman coming in your heart. But if you talk too much about cars, dunya, house, market, money, this and that, you glory dunya, the reality of dunya will come in your heart, automatically the glory of Allah will be snatched from your heart. So you do not mix. And today, why we are a fool? Because we want to mix everything. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. These people, they do not talk about that for nothing. Do you know these people? This is the juice of their knowledge. These successful people. ومفتاح الدخول على الله إسلام القلب وسلامته له والإخلاص له في الحب والبغض والفعل والترك. And the key to enter toward Allah, the key to enter toward Allah, he said, to have a peace heart. What it mean? To have a heart purely one Allah. And this heart has to have sincerity. And sincerity of the love of Allah and the hate for Allah and the want for Allah and leaving for Allah. What it mean? You want sit with those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love. You want get away from those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hate. You want listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you to listen to. You want get away from those or the situation Allah hate. You love those Allah love and you hate those Allah hate. And this time, now you have ikhlas. And once you have ikhlas, now you enter. Without ikhlas, you cannot enter to the door of Allah. Allah will not accept you. According to your ikhlas, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you. وَمُفْتَاحْ حَيَاةَ الْقَلْبِ تَدَبُّرُ الْقُرْآنِ And the muftah, the key of the heart, the living heart, the living heart, تَدَبُّرُ الْقُرْآنِ تَدَبُّر Not reading, not recitation, not mashallah beautiful voice, not I have the CD of so and so qari. No. Tadabbur, to think and wonder and ponder and really juice your mind and heart. What Allah want? What is the message here? وَالتَّدَرَّ بِالْأَصْحَارِ And cry at night. وَتَرْكِ الذِّنُوبِ And leave the sins. وَمُفْتَاحْ حُصُولِ الرَّحْمَةِ الْإِحْسَانِ The key to gain the mercy of Allah to do the good deed. And most of all, to do good deed in the way you do worship. Meaning you do worship in a manner and a quality Allah like. Why today, if you look at our salah and our worship, is nonsense. And this is why our iman is similar. وَالسَّعْيَ فِي نَفْعَ عَبِيدُ And run to benefit other for Allah. The more you benefit other for Allah, the more this make you closer to Allah. وَمُفْتَاحَ الرِّزْقِ السَّعْيَ مَعَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ وَالتَّقْوَى And the key of gaining rizq from Allah is istighfar and taqwa. You try, but with istighfar and taqwa. Two things can open for you to do a lot of istighfar. But today we are in a state of dangers. I do a lot of istighfar and I walk with arrogance. It doesn't work. If I do istighfar and I'm honest, believe I'm a guilty, I should think how I talk, how I deal with others. I'm a guilty. I'm a sinner. Do you think if I'm a guilty and a sinner, I would be arrogant over you? Why? If I think you are a sinner, I'm more sinner than you. And this will allow me to be in a state of humble all the time. Can it be in a sometime, something dirty in my heart? Something so sickness in my heart? Because if I'm busy about my own problem, it will really make me fear what Allah will look at me if I die now. I do not care about your problem, I care about my own sickness. ومفتاح العز طاعة الله ورسوله And if you want dignity and elevation, obey Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم ومفتاح الاستعداد للآخرة قصر الأمل And the key to the happiness and preparation for the hereafter, think of death. Don't think you live. This is the main disease today. After 5 years, I will do. After 10 years, I will do. In 15 years, I will do. And always Allah assure you was wrong. Because Allah can change condition any moment in the way He wants. And you stay miserable because you do not gain what you're hoping for. The believer, he doesn't have that. The believer lives day by day, not week by week. Not month by month, day by day. All I care about is gain my day. Not gain my week, my day. Now I'm thinking about gain my night because my day is gone. May Allah forgive me. I didn't do too much. How many hours gone? I do not know this hour is to me or against me. If I think about it and I believe I'm going to die, I will try to gain the maximum amount of time and lift in my night tonight. أن ومفتاح كل الخير الرغبة في الله والدار الآخرة. And the key of all of the above is to be looking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hereafter. And the key of all the badness and all the evils in the love of dunya and طول الأمل. حب الدنيا وطول الأمل. The key of all the sins, loving dunya and the long hope. And this why today, when you look at us as a Muslim, believe me, we are in a big, big calamity. Why? We want to reach something and we go to the opposite direction. All our action, all our lives, the lifestyle, everything in the opposite direction, and we think and we believe we're going in the right direction.
When you say that gain the day, what exactly does it mean? Let's say during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they were thinking that Islam is going to be strong one day.
Okay, when I said gain your day, what it mean? Ask yourself, how I gain my day? What I accomplished today for Allah to be pleased with me? How much Quran I read? How much dhikr I did? How many good deeds I think about it? Not even doing it, just think about it. How many good deeds I'm desiring to do? How many intention of doing different deed? Like one of the early scholars, he said, you are limited, your mind is limited, your body is limited, your soul is limited, your bucket is limited, but if you are with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. By this way, if you connect your heart and your mind to Allah, you become unlimited. And even if you die in this state and you're not able to do, don't worry about it. Because you will be resurrected according to your intention. And if you're sincere and honest, you will be busy and thinking about what you intend to do. Even if you do not do, you will be written thinking about it. Yesterday, I have a sister sitting with me almost all day. She arrived from Japan the day before, and she told me, I want to see you as soon as possible. May Allah forgive me. Egyptian mentality. I said, maybe she has some fresh sushi for me from Japan. Or maybe she planning to get married quick and she wants a quick advice. You know, because Egyptians always think about food, what everybody bringing from home, some fresh food, some fresh sweet, whatever. You know, I said, why she won't see me quick? Wallahi, wallahi, we should sit with her. She will make you cry. Allah iftah alayki ya Sayyidu. She came crying and tell me about the condition of the Islamic Center in Tokyo. What's the difference? It's like us, empty. About all the women who embrace Islam and they going back to the Islamic Center and tell them, take my shahada again, I do not want it. From all the Muslim men, what they doing to them. And a lot of them from India and Pakistan, believe it or not, an Arabic country. And they have very beautiful quality. And they won't obey, they won't be submission to you completely. And this is the price. And look at this woman now, or this girl. Inshallah, she's a woman in Islam. What she said to me? She said, I want set appointment with the emperor of Japan, and I want take you to do da'wah to him. Because maybe if we do da'wah to him, he become a Muslim, and if he become a Muslim, all Japan become a Muslim. Look her thinking. If she think like us, imagine what she's thinking. Somebody heard that, he said, she has a big connection? No. She has a big connection with Allah. She felt Japanese people is very open. They are lost. They have nothing. She felt the importance of Islam in their life. And she think about Islam for them. Do you see? She's unlimited. She's unlimited. She might not have money. She might not have the ability. But she's unlimited. Because her heart, inshallah, was Allah. If every Muslim thinks this way, wonder what happened. Allah will open. Because we believe Allahu Akbar. Who's the emperor of Japan? Who's anybody? He's a human being. This one's a companion dead. He goes a complete belief and conviction. Allahu Akbar. Allah opened for them. But if I said, oh, but this, and this, and this, and this, and this, where's Allah? Is Allah is not there. Okay, go, think, keep thinking. You deny Allah in your life, now you get the prize. And the author, he said, now we go to the keys of all the bad things. Because he said, you cannot be successful unless you realize the door of goodness and the door of badness. And if you know it, you will be careful. And he said, this is the greatest door. This is the greatest door. If you try to close them, you are a winner. And you cannot do it without the will of Allah. Allah has to give you tawfiq and ability. And he said, similar to every goodness is a key, and to every evil is a key. Now we go to the doors and keys of all the evils, step by step. The highest key, the most strongest key, and the most dangerous key is the key of shirk. Shirk and kufr and kibr. And they come together, believe it or not. Shirk and kufr and kibr, they come together. And denying of what Allah revealed and sent with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْغَفْلَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. To be in a state of sleeping, of remembering Allah. This is another key. If you look at today us, what happened? We're so sleepy of remembering of Allah. If we sleep from remembering Allah, I wonder what happened. We get far, we get distant. And the opposite. If you remember Allah, you get closer. And if you do not obey Him, this will be a key of hellfire. And also, the key of all the sins is alcohol.
Is what?
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Khamr. And the key of zina, adultery, is ghina, money. And the key of having your heart diverted to all over is looking too much of what Allah forbid. And the key of losing this life and be an orphan from the hereafter is to be lazy and sleepy. And the key of all the kufr sins that lead you to kufr. And the key of hypocrisy is lying. Lying is the key to lead you to hypocrisy. Or hypocrisy. And stingy and envy and liking to keep is the key of all the stinginess. And not only that, and to cut your family and take the money from the place is not belong to you. All this because you are stingy. And the key of all the bid'ah and dalala, not following the sunnah. But all what we're talking about cannot benefit anybody. It benefit only those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open their heart to comprehend and give you basira and light. If Allah do not give you basira and light, do you think all this talk would benefit you? No. You can listen, you can record, you can do, but if Allah do not give you tawfiq, is no benefit. And without the tawfiq of Allah, nothing we can accomplish. And we end it with we saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 23, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. You do not ask Allah what He's doing, but Allah asks us about what we're doing. Now, after we get the keys, we go to another something belong to the key, and we're still in the preparation of entering in the valley of Quran. Because this, it should be, if I'm ready, my heart will have a zeal, will have purity, will have a desire, want. Now Allah will give me. Do you understand what I'm doing or no? Because without that, I cannot give you any knowledge. It would become like a tape recorder all over. You have tafsir all over. You have Quran all over. You have tapes all over. You have CD all over. DVD all over. You have all kind. But where is the heart can really live with Quran? Because the heart from the beginning was not ready. And the most of all to make it ready to go back again to Quran and Allah and Rasulullah to get know how to prepare this heart. To when I am open to Quran, I value this book. And I sit even for 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes making dua and be in a state of thanking Allah and open and making dua and crying. Maybe Allah will open for me at this time. Now Allah will open for me. Because now I value. It's not, I finish reading. Okay, you finish reading. But what you gain? Where are you going? You are a liar. You do not respect the book you have. You will not do that with magazine. And after that, we won't comprehend. Believe it or not, something happened to us and we do not know. The moment you embrace Islam, you sign a contract between you and Allah. Once you sign this contract, if you are honest and sincere, Allah also signs another contract between you and Him. And this contract will make you lead you to Jannah, paradise. And if you deny the contract, the primary contract between you and Allah, Allah will deny you the contract between Him and Allah. Let's go back to Quran and say, what the contract? The contract is Surah Al-Mutaffifin, verse 18 to 21. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون صدق الله العظيم كلا no way إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين. The contract, the sealed contract between you and Allah is all the way up. In Aliyin, in the highest level. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عَلِيُّونَ. And you do not know what is this high level. كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ is a book, sealed. يَشْحَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. All the close angel will be a witness of this book. Whose book is that? This book for the people who hold tight their oath between them and Allah and live according to their oaths. Do you see it or no?
In the next part of this same surah,
it's the opposite, but there's no book for them. And no bear witness. Finished. Go.
But I don't understand that. It's like, isn't this a name of like a place? Illiyin and what's the other one?
No. You see what happened in here is almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, you do that, I will give you a book in the bear witness of angels, in the messenger and prophet. Do you remember the people of Jannah what they would do? They take the book of her right hand. Mm-hmm. And they, all the angel and everybody bear witness and go to Jannah. And another one just disgraced. They get the book with the left hand and that's it. But at this time, you as a Muslim, you said, look, look at my book. And Allah said, it's sealed. Because don't forget, Allah talking about something else. He talk about the unseen book between him and you. The one he sealed it for you.
Sealed means nothing can go into it, nothing can come.
Khid, khid, my brother, sealed. It's meaning when you have a certificate, and once you give it a stamp, you're certified. It's certified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you want? Is certified and sealed by Allah. You fulfilled the oath between you and Allah. Allah certified your book in the front of all the angels in the highest level. Because don't forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will do it in His own place. Allah knows. Don't go to the detail about the place and time. Just get, you know, fulfill the oath. And be among those. Because if you not be among those, where are we going? We're going to the opposite. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied about when he went and he was in a janazah. And he saw and he said, after the people, his person is buried, and all the companions were sitting quiet. And Rasulullah said, A'udhu billahi min adab al-qabr. O Allah, protect me. And I seek refuge from the torture of the grave three times. And he said, if the believer is ready to leave this dunya, meaning the angel of death is coming, the angel come down, the angel of mercy. And they look like shining, like a sun. And with everyone is a coffin and a very beautiful perfume. And they make you sit and you see. And the angel of death come and take your soul. And at this time, they reply, the angel of mercy, أيتها النفس الطيبة, oh, the calmness, the tranquility, the طيبة, nafs, get out, go to the forgiveness of Allah, and the ridwan, and the pleasure of Allah, and it will leave the body like water, like the way the water come out from the bottle. And they will take it. And they will not leave it to the angel of death or anybody else. And they put it in a beautiful coffin. And they perfume it with the best perfume anybody can hear, smell. And they get out with it. They descend it to the sky. And every time they knock on the sky, the angel asks, who's that? And what he did? This is a beautiful soul with a beautiful smell. And they make dua for them. And the angel reply, he's the son of so and so. And they call him with the best names. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya Rabb. Until they go to the first sky. And after that, the second sky. And keep going. And every sky, they almost like
follow them. And the best people from every sky follow that person, Saul, and make dua for him. And Allah make it bear witness. Until he reached Allah. Now your question is coming. Once he reached Allah, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the angel. Oh my angel, writing the book of my servant in Aliyin. Now you see what happened? Write the book of my servant in Aliyin. And after that, let him go back to the earth, because I already decided from the earth they will come, to the earth they will go back, and from the earth they will be resurrected back. And his soul go back to his body, and again the angel take it, and they ask him about what is Rabbuka, who is your Lord, what you say for this man, what is your deen. And deen in here is not my religion. Deen in here, your way of life. How you live, how you talk, how you eat, how you sleep, how you live, how you deal, is according to Rasulullah or according to everybody except Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is deen. And what is your knowledge? Do you read the book of Allah? Do you believe in him? Do you have truthfulness in what is the message? And at this time, a call coming from Allah. Sadaqa abdi. Allah replied, my servant say the truth. And at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angel and said, oh my angel, let him have a way of living from Jannah and open for him to see his place in Jannah. And send him a perfume of Jannah in his own grave. And after that, a man come with a beautiful face, with a beautiful smell. And he said, who are you? He said, I'm your good deed. And at this time, the man screamed and said, oh Allah, bring the day of judgment now. I want to go. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to make him wait until the day of judgment. And the opposite. If the man who is kafir, the disbeliever, or hypocrite, or a liar, or a cheater, or he's not really an obedient person, and make believe and lying in his life, what happened? When the time coming of the death, an angel of torture come. They look so ugly, so mean. In their faces fire, in their mouths fire. And they warning the person, we are the angel of torture and we will torture you. And they prepare him in the moment of death with a lot of torture. And they have a coffin of like very bad, ugly smell. Very bad smell. If this smell touching any water, no any living creature would live after that. And after that, the angel of death take him, and after that they take the soul, and they go descend it toward the sky. And everybody said, what is that? What kind of soul is that? This khabitha soul is a very sneaky, dirty soul. It's very smelly. Very bad odor. And at this time, the sky will not open for them. And at this time, they throw the soul from the sky. And at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Quran, لَا تُفْتَحْ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى يَلِجُ الْجَمَلُ فِي سِمِّ الْخِيَاطِ. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 40. The sky will not open for them, and they will never enter Jannah until the camel will enter in the hole of the needle. which will never happen. And at this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, write the book of my slave in Sijjin, which is the lower place in earth, the seventh earth, all the way down. Write his book in Sijjin, and that's it. And his soul, they throw it from the sky, and the angel of torture with it, and he go to the grave, and they open for him a piece from hellfire, a smell from hellfire, fire from hellfire, and that's it. And this, Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recite at this moment from Surah Al-Hajj, verse 31, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, and whoever have partner with Allah, فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, is almost like he fall down from the sky. فَتَخَطَّفُهُ الطَّيْرُ, and the bird will snatch him from all over. أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيقٍ, or the wind will take him to the very deep end of the earth.
Now what's going to happen to the Muslims who have...
Now at this moment, the soul will reach the body, and again the grave will be a piece of hellfire. Now, and again the angel will coming with hanout, with a coffin from fire, smell very bad, and there's a... And he see a very bad man, with a bad smell, bad looking, ugly. He said, "What? Who you are?" He said, "I'm your bad deed. You the one you generate me." He said, "And even this bad deed, or this man in the shape of bad deed, or in a bad shape," he said, "Welcome to the worst day you ever seen in your life. And what coming later is worst. And this is the day Allah promised you." And he said, "I look at your face. Your face is so, so bad, so khabith." He said, "What do you want? I am your deed. I am your khabith amal." And at this time the person said, "Oh Allah, do not bring the day of judgment." Nobody enter Jannah without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What it mean? Without the mercy of Allah. And this a topic can be a long topic. Okay.
What's gonna happen to the Muslims, let's say?
According to what you did, according how much kaba'ir you did, how much major sin, how much small sins, how much good deed, if Allah forgive you or not. If Allah give you disease before you die and forgive you, if Allah make you stay steadfast in the last moment, don't forget, not everybody live as a Muslim, he will die as a Muslim until he really a Muslim.
But isn't there like a hadith from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says that if you
say la ilaha illallah,
you will enter Jannah?
Okay, yes, you will enter Jannah, but like one scholar he said, after what? You can be in a grave torture for how many million of years until the day of judgment? What about the day of judgment itself? 50,000 years of our time. What about if you go just dipped in hellfire for a few thousand years? Yes, you will get out of hellfire with la ilaha, but after how long? You see, today we do not understand that. We take la ilaha illallah for granted. We think because I'm la ilaha illallah, mashallah, is a seal from every bad. No. It has rights. You have a duty.
Ahmad, you said that the soul, when it departs the body, is coming back to the body?
Yes. Yes, all the soul will come back to the body. If we want to talk about this topic another time, certain souls will not join the body. This is the souls of martyrs. Certain one. This is the soul of the very, very pious one. They will be surrounding the throne of Allah until the day of judgment as a gift. Some will be flying in paradise until the day of judgment as a gift. Ya Allah, You see, we wishing, but I'm among you, I'm a liar. Because we wishing, but we're not doing of what we wishing for. Because if I'm honest, I work hard for what I'm wishing. I try. When you wish something, you work for it. But if you are a liar, you wish for it and you would sleep. It doesn't work. Everything has a price. Now we come to another topic is very important, because this topic is very, very important. May Allah give me barakah in this few minutes left. The door of Jannah and the way of Jannah is one. Not two, not three, not 100. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even before we talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. This is my way, the only way, the صراط المستقيم. فَاتَّبِعُوا, follow me. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. And don't go and deviate to any branch. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِكَ. It will lead you to tafriqa from the main road. It will lead you to be deviated from the main road. Imagine this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ قَصْدُ السَّبِيلَ وَمِنْهَا جَائِرٌ. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want Allah, Allah will lead you to His way. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abdul Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrated, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he put a line. And after he put a line, he put many branches, right and left. And he said, this is my way. And this is the way of shaitan. In the head of every one of this branch is a shaitan. And after that he recited, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبَعُهُ وَلَا تَتَّبَعُوا السُّبُلَ. This is my way. Follow it and don't follow the branches. Today we living in one of the ultimate time of branches. Branches like unbelievable branches. And one of the signs of the branches is furqa, division. If we are in the right path, we will be united. If we are in the wrong path, we will be divided. Who said that? Allah and His Rasul. The author, he said something very beautiful. He said, what about when Allah said, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رُدْوَانَهُ سُبُلِ السَّلَامِ. Allah said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 15 and 16, Allah send you from Allah Noor, light, وَكِتَابٌ مُنِيرٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, light and a book. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رُدْوَانَهُ سُبُلِ السَّلَامِ. Allah guide with it whom? Who follow it. And He give him the Rudwan, the pleasure. Subul al-Salam. Allah will guide you to it and will be pleased with you and lead you to the door of Salam, the way of peace. Now, if this is what Allah said, what happened? He said, this verse is for the unity of all the door of goodness. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. Iman, faith, is 70 and 3 or 70 and 2 or 70 and 4, 70 and something, part, level, okay, and branch of Iman. Meaning the faith, you can calculate it as 70 and something part. Meaning you cannot set faith as one. No. Faith is many levels, many degrees, many branches. If you collect them all, Rasulullah SAW, he said, أعلاها, the highest is La ilaha illallah. وأدناها, the lower part of faith, إماطة الأذى عن الطريق. To clean the road. To get the dirt around. Today, imagine if I'm a Muslim, I'm walking and throw dirt. Meaning I'm getting out of this hadith. Because I supposed to say, when I see dirt, I take it, put it in garbage. Regarding of what? Doesn't mean I work as a garbage man, no. You are in the street, you are in the front of your house, you see something. You see something fall down, take it. Any bottle, anything, anything can cause damage to anybody, take it, put it aside. It's part of your faith. Actually, it's a lower part of your faith.
This is part of a hadith?
Sure. This actually is the root of the hadith of Iman.
Part of the faith, you see.
You remember the famous hadith of a man? He went to Jannah just for a piece of wood. He saw it in the middle of the road. He said, people, if they walk, or they walk with a mule or a donkey or something, it can trouble them. Let me carry it from them. And nobody see him. He become among the people of Jannah, among the people of paradise, just because he cleaned it only for Allah, not for anything else. And in here is a very long hadith, but I'm going to tell you is the meaning of this hadith is when angel came, angel Jibreel and another angel, and they said, who's this man? They said, this man is an example of a king. His heart is alive and his eyes asleep. And he said, give example. He said, the example of this man, the example of a king, calling his people for a dinner. Whoever come, he eat. And he gain from the king the pleasure. And whoever do not come, the king punish him. They said, the king or this man, the example of him is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He calling toward Allah. Whoever obey him, he reach Allah. Whoever disobey him, he do not reach Allah. The obeying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something else we have to say quick, because also, sometime today, we look at each other, houses, living room, cars, account, job, title, but we are so dumb. And so idiot and so stupid, because we're supposed to look to Jannah. How many thousand and thousand in degree in Jannah? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. La yastawi al-qa'iduna minal mu'minina غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما درجات منه ومغفرة ورحمة وكان الله غفورا رحيما صدق الله العظيم. سورة النساء verse 95 and 96. Many companions said the level of Jannah, some people said is 72 level. Between each level is almost 70 years of traveling with the speed of a horse, running so fast. Another scholar said, the level of Jannah is the amount of the verses on Quran. Anyway, we know only one thing. Level of Jannah is not one level, it's too many levels. Between one level and another, is sometime is between the earth and the sky. It's too many space, Allah only knows. Meaning, the main topic in here is too many level, and between each level is so distant. What it mean? Meaning, it is so big, and the level is completely different. Meaning like one first class, second class, third class, one star, two star, five star, and whatever you like it. You want to go Holiday Inn? Holiday Inn. Hilton? Hilton. Sheraton? Sheraton. Ramada Inn? Ramada Inn. You want to go to motel for $55? No problem. Whatever you want is darajat, levels. And we know the one in the top can see the one in the bottom, but the one in the bottom cannot see the one in the top. And this has a wisdom. By this way, the one in the bottom always thank Allah for his level. And the one in the bottom, if he sees the one in the top, he will feel so down of his level. By this way, mercy of Allah, Allah will not allow him to see the one in the top. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن اتبع رضوان الله كمن باء بسخط من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير هم درجات عند الله والله بصير بما يعملون آل عمران 162-163 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is the one he followed, the pleasure of Allah, is similar to the one who followed the anger of Allah, and the one his way will be to hellfire? These are levels, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-seeing and all-knowing of what we're doing. Now, this hadith, we will end it tonight with what going on about Quran? Because we talked about Quran. Let's talk about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said.
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتَهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم
صدق الله العظيم إنما المؤمنون only the believer the one if they hear the remember of Allah if they hear the word of Allah, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ their heart will be like, you know, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُ meaning like almost like, you know, when you have a pot in a stove and it's boiling and it starts shaking. This is the status of the heart. The heart will be shaking, tremble from the word of Allah. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ and if they heard the verses of Allah, increase their iman. Their iman will be elevated. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ And in Allah they rely. They rely in Allah only. وَالَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ And they will perform salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And from what we provide to them, they will spend. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّةَ Those, the truthfulness believer. Those the truth believer. لهم درجات عند ربهم. They will have levels with their Lord. ومغفرة ورزق كريم. And they will gain the forgiveness and a beautiful rizq from Allah. رزق كريم. Because the time is coming off. We stop at this time. And this why again is many a hadith about whoever recite Quran and memorize Quran is a hadith of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him recite and get up the way you used to recite. But also we have to stop in here for a moment because today we misunderstand what the meaning of the hadith of the day of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can recite and memorize, but the Quran is cursing you because you're not living according to it. And you're not really respect the Quran. The reciting and memorization in the early time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has a meaning. When they used to say so and so memorize, meaning so and so is living according to this hadith or this verse. This is why they used to label people according to different verse. And today we see people recite, but the manner is completely against Quran. What's happening? Because when the Quran become a job, when Quran become a dunya, when Quran become money, and you're not doing it for Allah, you're not doing it to gain by yourself, you're getting just for something else. Similar about listening and sitting and learning. If you do not doing it for the pleasure of Allah, if you do not doing it to gain the really closeness to Allah, to gain the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the benefit? What's the benefit? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He cursed Bani Israel and the scholar of Bani Israel, and He calls them like a donkey carry books. We do not get it yet. We know, we hear, and session after session, halaqa after halaqa, recitation, worship, but where is the heart and manner? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about it. I start today with remind some myself first and other. When you have a business shop, this business shop, you said this business is growing or not growing, according to what? According to the store, the decoration, the furniture, or according to the service and the amount of money you gain? Imagine today we have a disease in the ummah. Masajid after masajid, marakis after marakis, and empty. And is locked 90% of the time. And is no action. Where is the light of all this building? Where is the people who have the quality to illuminate the building? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala care about a masjid $5 million? A masjid $45 million? And is closed 85% of the time? In Buenos Aires is a masjid $25 million. In Caracas, Venezuela, I saw a masjid $9 million. With a huge gate and everything. Big, huge chandelier, everything, sound system, mosaic wall, everything. Is Allah care about that? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala care about where is the quality of people who's active and doing something for Islam and worshipping Allah and eliminate disbelievers and spread goodness all over? If this place is not illuminating, if this place is not running by people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and work only for Allah, not for a job and title and fame, do you think where are we going? Wallahi, I swear by Allah. You making yourself witness against yourself. You making yourself witness against yourself by your own action. And you making all this building witness against you. Until you make it purely to Allah. And you fear Allah. And you seek the wisdom of the elder and knowledgeable people. And get pure people honest. The early people when they used to do good deed, they cried to Allah day and night and said, oh Allah, accept. But barakah Allah. This is why a book like Radu Salihin until now spread. Why? Look at the piety of Imam Nawawi. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you, He put barakah in what you're doing. It's not a muscles. But today, meeting after meeting, action after action, but no Allah. Not even two rak'ah before the meeting, oh Allah accept. And two rak'ah after the meeting, oh Allah forgive us. And we're seeking guidance from the learned people and the scholar or whatever, who we are. And ask, oh Allah, all these people, is what we're doing according to Quran and Sunnah? Are we seeking the right advice? Are we going on the right path? I do not see it. I do not see it all over. I see an ummah has followed their desire and we're following their branches. Except those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose, whom all these people Allah only know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, give us sincerity, ikhlas, truthfulness, sidq before we die, inshaAllah. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم ارزقنا الحلم يا رب اللهم ارزقنا الصدق يا رب اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية اللهم نعوذ بك من الذين يقولون ما لا يفعلون ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد اللهم أعشنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا وصدقا ودعوة ويقينا وتبليغا يا رب العالمين وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله عليه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.